closing arguments wrapped up today in the trial of a Cincinnati police officer who was charged with shooting an unarmed black teenager in April. That shooting sparked 3 days of riots in the city. It took a citywide curfew to restore order. Cincinnati has been working on improving race relations ever since. Marianne Zalesnik of member station WNKU reports.
Hardly a week goes by in Cincinnati without a host of meetings and discussion groups among residents, police officers, and city officials. The goal is to try to work through the racial tensions that have long plagued the city and that spilled into the streets last spring. University of Cincinnati law professor Christo Lassiter says many residents have been waiting months with some unease for this case to begin.
It's a case in which there's tremendous interest as to what the outcome will be. I do not, however, in light of the current tragedy that we're so grieving upon, I don't have the sense that there will be a violent response.
Officer Stephen Roach is charged with two misdemeanors, negligent homicide and obstructing official business, in the death of 19-year-old Timothy Thomas. Roach was one of five officers chasing Thomas through Cincinnati's Over the Rhine neighborhood on the night of April 7th. But he was the only one to pull his gun. A police investigator questioned him twice soon after the shooting. Prosecutors played tapes of these interviews in court last week. In the first, Officer Roach says he thought Thomas had a weapon and felt threatened when the teen reached for his pants. But the testimony of fellow officer Thaddeus Steele contradicted Roach's account.
It looked like his pants was falling down and he was reaching for his pants.
When you told him to halt and stop and he refused to do so, okay, did you pull out your weapon?
No.
Okay, why not?
Because at that time he was not a threat.
Why did you not consider him a threat to you at that time?
I could see his hands. His hands was going to pull up his pants and not for a weapon.
As prosecutor Stephen McIntosh led Steele through his testimony, he noted during the chase, Steele was only a few feet from the suspect, but never felt compelled to draw his weapon. Officer Roach doesn't mention seeing the suspect with a weapon in his second interview, and prosecutors suggest he changed his story. In that interview, Roach says he was startled and fired his gun accidentally.
So let me see your hands. And he jerked up, and I jerked when he jerked. And unfortunately, my finger was on the trigger when I jerked.
But Roach's lawyer, Merlin Shiverdecker, contends the investigator coaxed Roach to change his story. He called two eye doctors to the stand to testify to the difficulty Roach would have had seeing the suspect's hands in the dark alley that night. What Officer Roach actually saw is crucial, because many in the black community here have long criticized the police for being too quick to use deadly force. Since Officer Roach waived his right to a jury trial, it will be up to Judge Ted Winkler to decide whether Roach intentionally tried to mislead by telling two different stories. If Officer Stephen Roach is found guilty of both charges, he could face up to 9 months in jail. While police are being put on alert this week, city officials are hoping the dialogue that began in the wake of last spring's riots will prevent violent protests again in Cincinnati streets, no matter what the verdict. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.